Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Yesterday, we started talking about being successful in the marketplace. We talked about seven keys. We covered four of them. We're going to finish that today. But first, there's seven questions to be asked about your personal involvement in the marketplace. First, have you ever felt like you were a slave in the marketplace, overworked and underpaid? Second, has your attitude affected your performance? Third, do you dislike your boss? Fourth, do you dread going to work each morning, and are you watching the clock ticking closer to quitting time? Fifth, do you speak to your friends or coworkers with disdain about your employer or supervisor? Six, do you cut corners and or stretch breaks beyond your allowed time? And seventh, is the only reason you're at the current job because that's the only one you could find? If you answer yes to any of those questions, we recommended that you read and reread Colossians 3, 22 through 24. Colossians 3, 22 through 24 in the Rhema Bible. Read it and reread it until it becomes rhema to you. It says, you slaves must always obey your earthly masters, not only trying to please them when they are watching you, but all the time. Obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord and because you want to please Him. Work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for your masters. Remember, it is the Lord Christ who's going to pay you, giving you your full portion of all He owns. He is the one you're really working for. Would it surprise you to know there are seven keys to experience success in the marketplace? We're going to continue with it, but first, a brief review.
Number one, you slaves must always obey your earthly masters. Now, we're taking this straight from the scripture. Each one of these keys is straight from the scripture. So the point is, you may feel like you're a slave to your current employer, but you know what? You're not. You're getting paid for your work, and you'll have some benefits, maybe not all you want, but you're going to have some benefits. You also have the freedom to resign from your current job and seek another one that's more fulfilling if you so desire. God's desire is to thoroughly equip you for everything you will encounter while living here on planet Earth.
So true. Number two, not only trying to please them when they're watching you, but all the time. How many employees go to work every day and do the absolute minimum, just enough to keep them from getting fired? Yet, they wonder why they never receive promotions or bonuses. And what they'll do is attribute their lack of advancement to the prejudice of their supervisor or boss. See, they say it's always somebody else's fault, not their own. But the reality is, their failure to be promoted simply because of what they didn't do when the boss, well, wasn't looking.
Number three, obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord, if nothing else, and because you want to please God in what you do. If we were to ask you who you work for, you'd probably name your company or organization and whatever that writes your check. Who writes your check is not who you're really working for. Ephesians 6:7 in the New Living Translation says, work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. When we realize we're working for the Lord and commit to do our best for Him, believe me, He will bless the work of your hands.
So true. Number four, work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for the master. This is kind of a follow-up to number three. Be happy on the job and work hard. Now listen to this scripture very carefully. Colossians 3:23. 323 Classic Amplified Bible. And whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul. It's something done for the Lord and not for man.
Well said.
Did you hear that? Whatever you do on the job or in life, you should do with the understanding that you're doing it for the Lord and not for men. And now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call.
Five, remembering that it is the Lord Christ who is going to pay you. That's right there in the scripture. You're going to get more than a paycheck from your employer. You're going to get paid by the Lord. But you know what? He bases it on your performance. I'm sure that you were probably taught the golden rule by your parents if you've got any kind of age on you. And in school, if you're old enough to remember when that was taught in school, you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Interestingly enough, that doesn't live as much as it used to, but interestingly enough, that phrase is the exact text in the New Living Translation of Luke 6:31. Luke 6:31, do to others as you would like them to do to you. One of the first things that I remember being taught, and my husband too, in grammar school, was the golden rule. It helped people to obey and treat people with respect.
Yes, it did.
Matthew 7:12 in the Classic Amplified says, so then, whenever you desire that others would do to and for you, even so do also to and for them. For this is and sums up the law and the prophets. Think of that. Our obedience to the golden rule, it also releases another powerful scriptural principle into our lives. And that's one that we have built this ministry on, and that's Ephesians 6:8. Ephesians 6:8 says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So that goes back to that slave also. Whether he's bond or free, he will receive from the Lord. When we do good for others, regardless of their response to us, we have unleashed one of the most powerful verses in Scripture. Whatever we do for anyone else, God is going to do for you.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Number six, giving you your full portion of all the owns. Wow. That's better than any Christmas bonus or any other kind of bonus that I've ever had. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 18 and 19. 5, 18 and 19 says, behold that which I've seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, to enjoy the good of all his labor, that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and have given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. It's right there in the Bible. Right there. God's word says he has a portion of all this world's goods out there for each of us. If we believe this word from God, he is literally saying there's enough out there for you and I to be rich.
That's right.
Unfortunately, not enough Christians take God at his word. It's time to start believing what God says in his word for us. We have a portion in life. Here's how Ecclesiastes 5:19 in the New Living Translation describes it. And it is a good thing to receive wealth from God and a good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and accept your lot in life, this indeed is a gift from God. God wants each of us to enjoy our work. He wants us to receive wealth from him because these are gifts of God. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah.
Number seven, remember, this is straight out of the word. He, meaning God, is the one who you are really working for. Now, here's the key to increasing your income on your current job or any, you know, promotion or any other position that you want. If you are always and constantly remembering who you're working for, who you're really working for, let me put it that way, you'll never have to worry about the quality of your job performance. As our understanding of you who are working for, let me phrase it this way and keep Harold me out of it. As you understand who you really work for, and it has become rhema in our lives, and it becomes rhema in your life, then you will never again compare your work performance to that of your coworkers. Like, oh, well, I'm doing as much as so-and-so is doing. That's not the way to compare it. Galatians 6, verse 4 in the Message Bible says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into it. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. And that works in the marketplace, and it works at home, too.
Absolutely.
When you do your best, God will always be there to help you out. Colossians 4:17 in the Message Bible says, and oh, yes, tell Acarpius, do your best in the job you receive from the master. Do your very best. The scripture tells us right here that we honor God when we give him our best.
In fact, honey, Proverbs 3:9 in the Message Bible says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. When we give God our best, he gives us his best.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, that's a great deal.
It is, because we can never give as much as he could give.
That's right.
Back.
And one final thought we want to share. When it comes to improving marketplace performance, where are several questions? There are several questions to consider. If you're employed, ask yourself these questions. And yes, answer them honestly. Here they are. If I were the boss, would I hire me? If I were the boss, would I promote me based on my job performance and attitude? If I were the boss, would I give me a raise? More importantly, ask your big boss whether or not he would hire, promote, or give you a raise. So let's look at Colossians 3:23 once again, this time in the New Living Translation, which says, work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than people. Sadly, the reason a large number of people are not promoted or achieve their dreams simply because they're not faithful where they are at the moment.
That is so true.
Hear me now. Never let a grumpy boss, a sarcastic supervisor, a lack of pay or recognition keep you from doing the best job you can wherever you're assigned at the moment. It's important, imperative, essential, absolutely necessary that we give our best efforts where we are, regardless what others say or do. And learning this lesson will make us successful in the marketplace,
yes,
the workplace,
every place in life.
And the home place.
That's it. Every place in
every
life.
Every place.
We will never regret it.
That's right.
Not in the end.
Nope, we won't. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed with a teacher and a ministry, click the button that says Soul Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.